This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. What you are seeing is the daily circus that I'm blessed with, which I watch as I do my work every day. Alhamdulillah. Now that there's a reddish orange bird on the bottom is a male house finch or male rose finch. That's a gray squirrel. Those are my hydrangeas, which are showing their beautiful color. Then I'm going to keep this on so you can see it as I talk. On the top, around 2 o'clock, the brown construction is a nest which I bought on Amazon, which is, or was, I hope they will come back, inhabited by a Carolina wren, very small, very feisty, lovely bird. Now, we come to the third part, the last concluding part of the question on correcting and the tarbiyah of students, children, and so on and so forth. Those of you who are wondering, this black umbrella-like thing on the post, that is an anti-squirrel device, which is very effective. Otherwise, the squirrels go up and they get into the bird feed. I don't mind them eating from the ground, because I mean they have a right to food as well. So I deliberately, as a matter of fact, scatter grain on the ground for them as well as for doves, which you can see there at the back, the mourning doves, who are bottom feeders. So they are feeders off the ground. So I do that, but I don't want the squirrels in my feeders. The other birds are sparrows as well as female rose finches. That's what you see. To come back to the story, the issue of how do we correct, should we correct at all, and if we should correct, and of course the answer is of course we should correct, otherwise what's the whole point of tarbiyah? Then how must that be done in a way which is productive and conducive to learning? And as I said, the topic of this, the title of this whole episode is how to turn a mistake into a learning opportunity. Which brings me to the third part, which is the issue of the position of parents. We have this beautiful dua in the Quran, Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, O Allah have mercy on Rabbi, O my Rabb, Irham have mercy on my parents, as they had mercy on me, or as they were my rubub, in the sense of, in a human sense, as they were my rubs when I was small. Now, the word rub is means, usually the English translation which is done is Lord, but the Lord here is not as in some designation or a feudal lord or something. Here the lordship comes from the sifat of rububiyat, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Rabbul Alameen, which is a very nurturing sifat or quality. The Rabb is the one who is the is somebody who, the way we describe it is, who takes something which is naqis, which is incomplete, which is small, which is you know, not worthy of mention, but tadrij, darja by darja, stage by stage, to a level of kamal, to a level of perfection. So the one who does that, who takes something which is imperfect to a level of perfection, not suddenly, not by force, but by, from stage to stage, by stage. Shay nakhis ko batadrij darjay kamal ko pahunchane wala rab hai. Something which is incomplete, which is small, which needs development to develop that stage by stage to a level of perfection. And that is why I always make dua. I say, Ya Rab, you are my Rab. You know from where you brought me to where I am today. And I have my expectation, because you said, Ana inda Rabbi zanni, Ana inda zanni abdi bi, I am for my slave as he expects me to be. And therefore, I expect with the greatest reverence the same from you going forward, which means take me and get me, make me more and more obedient to you, make me more and more love you, make me more and more somebody who appreciates you and thanks you, and make me somebody who will have a khatima bil khair and who will be admitted into Jannah inshaAllah, because that is the ultimate stage of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, for all of us, that we are entered into Jannah without hisab. So Rabbi Ani Saghira. Now, therefore, when we are talking about the responsibility of parenting, the responsibility of correcting, of Amar bil Maruf, we are talking about, first of all, a mindset. And the mindset is not to punish, the mindset is not to establish our authority in a draconian and horrible way. It's not to show them who is boss. None of that. It is a very nurturing, a very full of love activity of developing somebody, making something good out of them. Obviously, part of that would be to correct mistakes. And I've already done an episode on how one should correct mistakes. And therefore, we should focus on that. So, should you correct? Of course you should correct. But when you are correcting, make sure, number one, that your niyyah is to correct. Your niyyah is not to establish your authority. Your niyyah is not to, you know, show your brutality. The niyyah is not to, is not any of those kind of base things. The niyyah is really and truly to help the other person to develop. And part of development is to be able to recognize mistakes and to take corrective action. This is goes without saying. All goodness begins with istighfar and tawbah. So when we make istighfar, when we make turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where goodness begins from. So therefore, we should correct, but always keep in mind the reason you are correcting is because you want the best for them. Now, one practical rule, which is never correct when you are angry. Recognize the fact that you and I have emotions, that our emotions are powerful, that emotions are more than likely to take over our actions if we don't watch it, and therefore they will create trouble for us. Therefore, do not speak when you are emotionally upset. When you are angry, just walk away, go away, come back and then say whatever you want to say, and then do it in the way which I have already described, so I won't repeat that. Listen to the episode before this, which is number 2, and you will get a detailed explanation of how corrective action must be taken in a positive manner. I hope that is clear. By all means, ask questions. That is how we learn. There is a woodpecker on that. Now he's here. You can see that. That is a downy woodpecker, and this is a female, which is just flown away anyway. So the key thing is to remember, focus on your own attitude, why you are doing that. Do that in the best possible way. Do that in a way which is constructive and productive, and never do it when you are angry. Recognize the fact that you will be angry. There will be a good reason why you are angry, but that's not the time to talk. So give yourself a break, go away, come back when you have cooled down, and then do your correcting in a way which is beneficial for the person concerned. And always, always keep, and that's why I began by, I'm not repeating that, but I'm just saying that I begin with asking what are the alternatives, what else could you have done. Believe me, it's an eye-opening thing. When you ask, especially children, why did you do something, sometimes they have a perspective on life that is that we have denied ourselves. So it's a big learning opportunity as far as we are concerned as well, if you give it a chance and if you really want to learn. So I recommend that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to learn in the best possible way and to be pleased with us, and use us to correct ourselves while we are correcting others. Oh my God, there's the northern cardinal, one of the most spectacular birds, and there he is on this feeder. Let's see what else he does. This is one of my absolutely favorite birds. He looks like a military colonel or something. If you look at his face, he has what looks like a beard and mustaches. Amazingly beautiful bird that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, subhanAllah. He just flew away. Alright. Khair inshallah. JazakAllahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.